Hello, High Rock. Welcome to our daily devotional. We're continuing with our walk through the book of Ecclesiastes. And today's passage of chapter 9, verses 13 through 18 follows a familiar theme along the way. And that is that wisdom is powerful. It's a wonderful thing. But in many ways, there are some tremendous limits to wisdom. There are hiccups along the path to wisdom. And so we're going to look at one of those today, especially the tremendous vulnerability of wisdom. So we're in chapter 9, verses 13 through 18, where we read the following. Here is another bit of wisdom that has impressed me as I have watched the way our world works. There was a small town with only a few people, and a great king came with his army and besieged it. A poor, wise man knew how to save the town, and so it was rescued. But afterward, no one thought to thank him. So even though wisdom is better than strength, those who are wise will be despised if they are poor. What they say will not be appreciated for long. Better to hear the quiet words of a wise person than the shouts of a foolish king. Better to have wisdom than weapons of war. But one sinner can destroy much that is good. And this is the word of the Lord. This, as I said before, this passage continues this theme that wisdom is very vulnerable in many cases. And so we have this thought experiment, or maybe it was a historical situation. I'm not aware of the situation it would refer to in that case, but perhaps it's a thought experiment. And we see that there's this small town that is being besieged by a mighty king. There seems to be no hope. So on the one hand, you have this mighty army, this mighty king. And on the other hand, you have this small town with only a few people. What could possibly save them from this impossible situation? Now, if someone in that town were able to somehow raise their own mighty army, or if they possessed some kind of secret weapon of war of great power, they would be celebrated in their victory. They would be rewarded with great honor, with great honors. After all, after the enemy is defeated, this town's mighty hero would still have great power and could easily become a conqueror or a tyrant himself. And so he would have to be appreciated and thanked. But this is just a small town with only a few people. There's no hero or mighty army to come to the rescue. But what they do have is this poor wise man. In verse 15, we're told, this poor wise man knew how to save the town, and so it was rescued. But afterward, no one thought to thank him. So even though wisdom is better than strength, those who are wise will be despised if they are poor. What they say will not be appreciated for long. So in this case, this poor man's wisdom was greater than armies or secret weapons. It was able to bring about an otherwise impossible victory. But after the threat was gone, this is just still a poor man. He can do nothing if no one honors him. There's no fear of what he might do in reprisal if no one thanks him. There's, you know, despite his wisdom, he's still just a poor man with no power and very few connections. So he's going to be ignored and forgotten, just like all people without wealth and power. What's really important to pay attention in this case is that it is very easy for us to ignore the voice of wisdom if we choose to. So there is a way in which wisdom is mighty, even mightier than kings and armies, and yet in another way, wisdom is incredibly vulnerable. Not only can wisdom be forgotten, it can even be ignored entirely in the first place. You know, kings and armies, they can't be ignored. They come with mighty shouts and power, but wisdom can be so easily ignored. I mean, think about in your own life, how many times have you heard the voice of wisdom from a parent or a teacher or perhaps a wise friend or a counselor or a pastor and simply chosen to ignore what they said? And that's the exact situation anticipated in the final verses that we see here. Verse 17 and 18, better to hear the quiet words of a wise person than the shouts of a foolish king. Better to have wisdom than weapons of war, but one sinner can destroy much that is good. So you cannot ignore the shouts of a foolish king, but you can ignore the quiet words of a wise person. The teacher is imploring us, I think, to listen to the words of wisdom, and yet we can ignore wisdom even if we shouldn't. It's so easy to ignore wisdom, even if it might be costly to us in the end. However, the irony here is that, or paradox here is that, wisdom can lead to great power. Wisdom, as he says here in these closing verses, is greater than weapons of war. I mean, even in our own time in recent history, how many times have greater tactics and strategies led weaker armies to victory? How many times has wisdom led to avoiding conflict entirely in the first place? Better to have wisdom than weapons of war, but one sinner can destroy so much that is good. You see, because wisdom doesn't have this kind of raw power, wisdom in many ways is very weak and vulnerable. As it says here, even one sinner can destroy much that is good. In fact, this is an idea that's going to be picked up and developed in the next passage, that a fool can undo so much of what is accomplished with wisdom. The illustration that's used is that a few dead flies can destroy a bottle of perfume. You know, despite the wonderful perfume that's there, even a few dead flies can just ruin the entire thing. And so this passage, I think, leads us to at least two questions for us to consider, two ideas for us to consider. First of all, I think there is this imploring of the teacher to us to say, listen to wisdom. It can be so easy to ignore the voice of wisdom in your life, but please, please listen to this voice. And so think about this for yourself. Where does wisdom show up in your life? Who brings words of wisdom to you? Whatever it is, listen to those people. They might be people who have very little power. They might be people you can easily ignore. Very much unlike the shouts of angry kings, the wise may be whispering to you. So seek their wisdom and listen to it. But the second question that strikes me even more is to ask yourself, why do you seek wisdom? Why? If you hope that people will be thankful for your wisdom, that might happen. Or like in this passage, it is easy for the wise to be forgotten. In other words, wisdom can be a path to relative thanklessness. You may very likely be unappreciated or underappreciated. And so I think the implicit question is, why do we seek wisdom? If you're pursuing and sharing wisdom in order to be appreciated, get ready to be disappointed. If you want to be appreciated, power and wealth are much more likely to get you what you want. Think about the life of Jesus. People were often attracted to the signs and wonders, the miracles. Without those signs and wonders, they might not have listened to his message at all. Yet it was his words that held the key to real life. Not just the healing of our bodies, but the salvation of our souls. When Jesus held back his power in the end, they mocked him and killed him. The crowds called for the release of a freedom fighter named Jesus Barabbas rather than Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus didn't share wisdom in order to be thanked and appreciated. Instead, Jesus shared wisdom out of love for us and faithfulness to his Father. Now he does receive great honor, but not then. So why do you seek wisdom, and why do you want to share wisdom? If it's out of a desire to be appreciated, you might be greatly disappointed. But if you want to love others, wisdom is a wonderful path. It's also a wonderful path if you want to honor God. You know, there's someone who's very close to me who I've wanted to and tried to share wisdom with for many years, and it's often gone unrecognized. And at the same time, this loved one had a friend who was very unwise, let's just say, and that friend undid a lot of the wisdom I was trying to build into this person. And in so many ways, wisdom gave me very little power. I like the final verse today, one fool can destroy much that is good. But I will say that now, after many years, this loved one is now finally able to hear and recognize and appreciate some of the wisdom that has been ignored in the past. And so my encouragement that I receive in this and I share with you is to be patient, that wisdom is valuable even if it is vulnerable. Wisdom can be a wonderful partner to love when we are seeking to love other people. But wisdom comes with no guarantees. So with that in mind, would you join me in prayer? Our good and gracious God, I pray through your Spirit that we would listen to you, that we would listen to the words of wisdom written in your word, that we would especially listen to the word that is Jesus, who brings us such incredible wisdom and the keys to life. Lord, we confess that many times we have not listened to your voice, and oftentimes we have paid the price. Lord, I pray that we would love others with the same kind of love that you give to us, that we would seek to be wise and to share this wisdom, not out of a desire to be loved, but out of a desire to be loving, to love others the way you have loved us. And Lord, I pray that when we are not appreciated, when wisdom is not appreciated, Lord, that we would remember you and know that you appreciate what we do as we try to step forward in faithfulness to follow the example of Jesus. Lord, I pray that you would build wisdom into our lives, that we would see its value even at the same time as we appreciate its vulnerability. We thank you that in all of these things, you are the one who keeps us and protects us and sustains us through your Spirit, in whose name we pray, or in Jesus' name who we pray right now. Amen. Well, everyone, thank you for joining us today, joining me today. We have just a few more times going through passages to go through in Ecclesiastes, and then we're going to start a Fruit of the Series, Fruit of the Spirit series, following along with our summer series that's coming next after a dual citizen. So I encourage you to follow along here, because we are rapidly coming to the final wisdom that the teacher wants to give us, that has been hinted at all along, but has really been building to. And we're seeing more and more of it here, but we still have a few more passages to go through where we see some of the limits of wisdom, even as we appreciate its value. So I hope you're able to join us tomorrow and in the coming weeks. Go in peace.